Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, today, more politics than normal because of what's going on, right? Including Tim Walz. And we did talk with the Speaker of the House, Lisa Damith, 12:35. You can podcast that on whether she's going to run a special session and also on the fraud. And I'm just going to start with this simple question. We're going to talk about this for one more segment, and then we're going to move on from politics for the rest of the day. Jason is going to join us. First time we've been on a Thursday, 2:35, for a while. So Jason, with his main gig. Okay, this is his main assignment, not the show. 2:35 right here. How's Tim Walz going to overcome this? How is Tim Walz going to overcome this outside of this fact? The state just has more Democrats. And the Democrats just have more money. By a lot. Not only within the party, but their supporters. Because this is just another example of a staggering amount of waste and fraud. I mean, the idea makes sense that you're going to try to help people who are vulnerable and need Medicaid dollars to help them find and keep housing. We were just talking about a financial issue that you're about to face. There are so many people listening right now who, with individuals who are vulnerable, who are older, and you just don't have money laying around everywhere at your house, and so you need help in trying to help out some of these folks. And a compassionate government can play a part. It can't solve everything. It shouldn't solve everything, but it can be a part of it. And so when this Housing Stability Service Program was launched in 2020, and it was lauded by many, many Democrats and by other independents too, it was predicted to cost $2.6 million annually. And right away, it goes 10 times, almost not quite 10 times, but closing in on to $21 million in claims. Okay? Then in 22, it's $42 million. Again, it was projected to cost $2.6 million. Then in 23, keep going up, $74 million. In 24, $104 million. And just the first half this year, $61 million. And so today, Joe Thompson, we would have loved to talk to Joe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe sometime soon, because he's joined us a number of times, the acting U.S. attorney. They charge eight people with wire fraud with the investigation of this program. They're far from done. They're far from done. The attorney general is talking about how they're proud, how they're catching these folks. The governor continued to say how proud they are that they're catching these folks. I just think if you're a moderate to the right, Dave, you need a lot more than, oh, we're proud that we caught him, to the point of, Why is it so bleeping bad and you're the governor of the state? There are endless examples of presidents of companies, of leaders of companies, or other aspects of life where something happens under somebody's position of authority, and they really, Dave, didn't have that much to do with it, but they get credit. And vice versa. Things happen. Well past $1 billion in fraud. And the idea that moderates, let's just say, the people who are, I mean, look at all the texts we got to this show the other day when Walls announced. Dozens and dozens and dozens of texts from people saying, I voted for him the first two times, move on. So, yeah, he's going to get the further left. He's never going to get the right and the further right. But there's still plenty of moderates in this state. There just are. Who are slightly right to the center and slightly left to the center. I still believe that. And for those folks, I just have a tough time, Dave. The majority of those folks are going to say, hey, great job, Governor, for catching this. Yeah, great job catching this when we're at $1.2 billion, $1.3 billion, $1.4 billion. And Joe Thompson is saying it's no signs of it slowing down. If the Republicans run someone who has a chance to get some folks, get some votes, significant votes from the moderates, they can beat them. And this can be a calling card, right? Don't you believe?
Sure, it can. It should be. Fear the GOP, absolutely. You have to point to this time and time and time and time and time again as you talk about Governor Walls and the reasons that you believe you're a better candidate. But who's the candidate going to be?
Well, that's it. They've cut off providers, 115 providers. Closed-circuit Republicans, if you can't win the governor's race in 26, then shame on you.
I'm boarded up at that point.
Then I really... This is your best chance, without a doubt, since Pawlenty won.
Yes, there'd be Walls fatigue from voters without any of the fraud issues, just because we've seen him for 8 years.
Yes, purely that. And, yeah, we can get into comments that I've called out many, many times, musing about the president's death, taking joy in Tesla stock dropping. All of that. But this fraud issue. And I get it. In light of COVID, there was just a crazy amount of money that was in our system. In hindsight, too much. From Trump and Biden.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not reading about the staggering amount of fraud in other states like we are in this state. And it's September 18th. Are we convinced that there's not going to be another example? And, I mean, feeding our future, was it about $250 million? These numbers are if it just projects out to another 120 here this year, because it was at 61 for the first half, we're well past the feeding our future money already. Yeah, congratulations. So if Republicans blow this one and don't put in position a person who has a chance, then you should just be embarrassed. Because there are, I don't know what the number is, but there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, I firmly believe, who are moderates, who are going to hold Walls more accountable for this, who are fatigued, who probably would have preferred Amy Klobuchar or Steve Simon, or might have preferred the Tim Pawlenty of 2006, and are going to say, Republicans, give me an opportunity.
You also have to wonder how what's going on in Washington with the president.
Yeah.
How does that impact people wanting to vote for a Republican here?
Yeah, because it's a fine line. Because they can't completely separate themselves from Donald Trump, or they'll risk his wrath. And within the Republican Party in this state, he's still popular.
Not risk his wrath. They'll get his wrath.
They'll get his wrath. You're 100% right. But, you know, Jensen, when he was on with us, seemed like he was pretty far to the right again. Qualls, I need to see Qualls offer up something other than just talking points. Kristen, maybe. Don't know enough yet. Damoth, I think she could be impressive, and Stauber's a big X factor. Does Stauber want to go for it for name recognition? He would step in, and I think he's the favorite if he steps in, even more than Damoth. Emmer's not going to do it because Trump could get mad on the flight back from the UK, and Emmer could be the Speaker of the House. So he would be the biggest name, but by the way, he wouldn't be appealing at all to the moderates. He just would wrap his arms completely in Trump. And while he is a very good politician, he is a very good campaigner, he is a smart man, he's just walking, talking MAGA. And I don't think that's going to win. So let's look at a few of your texts. Have the Republicans, when's the last time the Republicans had a better chance to win a statewide race than with Governor Walz and all the fatigue and the extraordinary amount of fraud that was reported again today? And what does it say about the viability of the party if they don't win the race next year with Walz dramatically, in my opinion, more vulnerable than he was in 18 and 22? Text me, and then we're going to move on away from politics. 651-461-9226. Can I save you a ton of money? I hope I can. I can't guarantee it. I know this. Any of us who are paying for a condo insurance or home insurance or homeowners association or car insurance, it's no fun. It's expensive. In particular, the home insurance costs, they have jumped. I know with American Family and Amber Scholl, I have an agency I can trust, that I can talk to, that can cover me, and I'm paying, do I want to say the bare minimum? I'm paying the least I have to achieve the coverage I want. American Family, well-established, okay? But I want a local office. So if something goes wrong and I get in a car accident, I just don't want to go to that 1-800 number. With Amber, you can get her and an entire team. It's teamscholl.com. That's how you track them down. S-C-H-O-L-L.com. This office for me, 35 years. My father, longer than that. Amber with the office for 15 years, running for 3 years. Really good people. Worth your time, even just to feel better about the insurance you have now. Do not hesitate. Quality people, try to save some money. It's worth it. TeamScholl.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, among the texts here on the incredible opportunity the Republicans have next year to win the governor's race. Oh, goody, more Walz bashing, sarcastic. I'm sure they were fine with the criticism of Trump, though, right? Go ahead and defend all the fraud that's happened in the state, Dexter. And are you telling me the governor of the state has no responsibility for the billion-plus dollars of fraud? Please text again. Call if you want to tell me how the governor has no responsibility. Please explain why nobody's getting fired for overseeing this fraud. They just fired the person the other day. Funny, just about to appear at a hearing. More people should have been fired. An apparatus should have been set up more effectively to stop this. Talk about Trump's fraud and grift. He, unlike Walz, is actually profiting from abusing government. Oh, well, there's no denying that. I mean, my God, one of the crypto areas that they started, which is incredibly dubious, with Witkoff. What is it worth now, like $5 billion? And, geez, I wonder why Donald is all of a sudden, Dave, now for crypto. Wonder why. Oh, that's right. He can influence who is in charge of investigating crypto. He can have these huge meetings at Mar-a-Lago where they're meeting with the president, but then Caroline Leavitt can tell us, oh, that's just his private time. Okay. just on his own.
You can draw those lines if you want. I'm not going to go there.
Okay, you're not?
No. Crypto's the wave of the future. I think he's jumping on board.
But again, because that is rampant fraud by Donald Trump, doesn't mean you then have to say, whatever happens under Walz, it doesn't matter.
You call it fraud. I call it sage business acumen.
Opportunity. Texter, I voted blue for 40 years. I'm 63 years old. I'm so tired of Tim Walz. Moves left every freaking year. I'll be voting red no matter what the Republican Party selects. If you elect a Republican governor, you're going to give Trump more control over Minnesota. A lot of people believe that.
Well,
and so
prove them wrong.
Yeah. Where it, because 0 to 10, if it's just true MAGA, if it's a true MAGA candidate, 0 to 10, do you believe about 14 months out that person, he or she, can beat Tim Walz?
Not in this state. No.
Not in this state.
No.
Right? Because we just have more lefties, and the metro is filled with lefties, and it dominates. You have to find someone like, Chris Sununu, who was the governor of New Hampshire, who found a way to walk that line, but still, and called out Trump at times, but still clearly was Republican and believed in the core principles, but wasn't MAGA crazy. It will never make a difference how much fraud exists within the state. You people consistently always represent the left's interest in the state regardless. I'm just highly criticizing Tim Walz. Said he shouldn't have run. People are tired of him. Oh, my God.
I'm playing the long game.
Try listening. Dean Phillips. Dean's not going to run. They will not run. Republicans will crap the bed again and run the kitty litter guy again. Yeah. We did. Scott Jensen, nice human, did go that way and fall for that. And it was
the furries.
It
the
was
furries.
Ridiculous. Any candidate the Republicans nominate that have Trump on them will not win in Minnesota. People in Minnesota will vote against Trump. Let's not forget, it's in 2016, he did lose the state to Hillary by what, 1.4%? So it's possible. And by the way, if Trump is told a Republican genuinely has a chance to win in this state, and the person is going to occasionally distance himself from Trump, but in the end, he's going to get another governor. He's calculating enough to shut up at times. Can he completely shut up? No chance. He's him. But, you know, more often than not, he jumps in and he gets somebody too far and they can't win these moderate type states. If you believe this is a moderate type state, I really don't. I think the purple idea is long time ago because the Democrats just dominate these statewide races. But, I mean, do you think Trump could be disciplined enough in that area where it's fill in the blank someone? Let's say it's even Stauber. Let's go Stauber. And Stauber, who's been, at first, wasn't completely MAGA, now is pretty damn MAGA, but he tries to separate himself a little bit. And Stauber even meets with Trump and other people and say, to win this state, he's got to do this. Can Trump just shut up enough? Because I'm not saying Stauber's going to be out there ripping him, but he's going to be deflecting and separating and doing the classic political doublespeak to separate himself at some level.
Yeah, I think Donald is cagey enough to be able to shut up unless there's a screw-up from the candidate.
Please, please convince Dean Phillips to run. I wish you would. Now, as a friend, because we've become pretty good friends, I don't. Because I think that life is pretty miserable. But I'd love if you ran. I'd love someone else who is honest, who will tell the truth, who is a centrist. The truth is, Dean Phillips is incredibly close. We're incredibly close politically, where he is a little right of center fiscally and a little left of center. And I still want to believe that person could win in this state.
You should have gone to Burning Man with him. That would have been the perfect time to convince him.
While we're in the orgy dome?
Yes, exactly right.
Jason is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.